Hail to number two. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I noticed a lot of people got pretty emotional watching yesterday's inauguration, and it wasn't when Joe Biden took the oath. It was when his vice president took the oath. Of course, we're on Zoom now, right? So Colleen's face is very tiny, but I could see she was tearing up. So I called her out on the air, and then she called me out because I was pretty close to tears myself. But I have to come clean on that. In this new spirit of truth, part of it was being the father of two daughters and seeing the cracks in that last glass ceiling finally giving way, but there was also another reason. It was because inaugurating the first female vice president also created the nation's first second gentleman Douglas Emhoff. And I was like, hey, I have options now too. Because I think a lot of men feel instinctively that in a heterosexual partnership, they have to be the ones in the lead, even though they may not want to be. Whereas some of us would be just as happy to see our wives out front while we stand in the audience, leading the ovation, accepting the reflected glory, and yes, sharing the paycheck. And by the smile on his face, you can tell he loves being second gentleman. So there it is, men, a new role model. It's the Vice President of the United States and Doug.